Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Wednesday, June 22nd, 2005, and 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. On the 26th of June, it'll be 6 months since the tsunami swept across the Indian Ocean, killing thousands and wiping out entire villages. Compassion International got involved in hard-hit Indonesia by starting relief camps. That allowed them to meet village leaders, and now they're planning to rebuild two entire villages. Compassion's Paul Meadie.
For us to be able to come into a situation like this and just minister Christ's love, and to help rebuild homes, to build livelihood restoration, to get people back on their feet, and it really is a tremendous opportunity.
Meanwhile, college students from the United States are getting experience in missions work, and they don't have to travel halfway around the world to do it. Here's Life Intercity's Ted Gandy calls it Summer in the City. 130 students are involved in ministries in seven cities.
I find the inner city is always extremely open to the gospel. You don't have to convince them that they're sinners. They know that. But what they lack is a real sense of hope. When these young people go in with their energy and talk about the hope that people can find in Christ, it's incredibly a fertile place.
And Christian radio stations around the United States are having an impact on missions around the world. WIHS 104.9 FM in Middletown, Connecticut is one such radio station. Between now and July 1st, WIHS is collecting unused Bibles for distribution. They're partnering with the Bible League because thousands of English-speaking Christians have never had a Bible and they can't grow in their faith and share the gospel without one. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Josh McDowell's classic book, More Than a Carpenter, has been combined with The Life of Jesus, A Harmony of the Gospels. Two books in one, a gift from Gain USA. Request it at 1-800-995-4828. You can also find it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.